The Navy's Red Hill underground fuel storage tanks were exempt from federal regulations in January 2014. That's when more than 27,000 gallons of jet fuel was reported missing from tank number 5. In July 2015, the Environmental Protection Agency changed its rules and included the so-called field-constructed tanks. The State Department of Health, which has regulatory oversight, is now in the process of developing new rules. Tu Perry is with the department's underground storage tank section.
In Hawaii, we have identified 31 field-constructed tank facilities, all owned and operated by the DOD. These requirements that they're going to be subject to now are going to be like notification requirements, financial responsibility requirements, release response, and closure procedure requirements.
The EPA has developed a tiered system of requirements for each facility based on risk and storage capacity. Pete Reich is an environmental protection specialist with the EPA's Region 9 oil program.
Certainly, we want to ensure that there is some regulatory program and oversight that's very protective of the environment of Hawaii, groundwater, surface water, the public's health and well-being, and actively trying to figure out some of these nuances and issues that are associated with Red Hill.
But Board of Water Supply Manager and Chief Engineer Ernest Lau says the board's position on Red Hill is unchanged from 2014.
It's always been our concern about protecting the drinking water resources, the underground aquifers, the groundwater. And the Red Hill facility sits right over that groundwater, and it's single-walled steel tanks underground that's over 80 years old. So if the military does need that facility, they should at the minimum do secondary containment.
Secondary containment is under consideration by the Department of Health for all 20 tanks. Chief of the Solid Waste Hazardous Materials Branch, Stephen Chang, is the department's Red Hill project coordinator.
There are about three different levels. Like, can we just do repairs to the tanks? Possibility of putting liners, removing the existing steel, putting in new steel, or putting in a double wall. These are all alternatives.
Chang says separate groups are studying tank upgrade alternatives, inspection repair, and groundwater impacts, just to name a few. A risk and vulnerability study for Red Hill will be discussed in San Francisco at the end of August. But Chang says each tank with a 20 million gallon capacity presents unique challenges.
If you took the Boeing 747s that are designed to have the space shuttle piggyback on top of that, the inboard wings would be about 100-foot circle, so the whole 747 with the space shuttle would fit inside the tank.
The deadline for the Department of Health to submit a regulatory and compliance plan to the EPA is October 2018. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.